Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God, 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 15 through 17. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are God, you alone of all the kingdoms and of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to mock the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands. Okay, man, a lot going on in that passage, right? Let's figure out what's going on there. You ready? So Hezekiah, the king of Judah, received some bad news. This guy named Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, was on his way to defeat and destroy Hezekiah's country. When Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes, he put on sackcloth, and he went to the temple to pray. And God heard Hezekiah's prayer, and he delivered Hezekiah's nation, Judah, from the powerful Assyrian army. Now, in his prayer for deliverance, Hezekiah called God the living God, El Shai, the living God. The surrounding nations prayed to their gods, idols made out of wood or stone. These gods were designed and built by man. The prophet Jeremiah said every goldsmith is shamed by his idols. They have no breath in them. Man-made gods are lifeless. But our God, he's different. He's the living God. He's a maker of heaven and earth. He's the one who stooped down to breathe into man the breath of life. He's the living God and the life giver. So here's a question. What gods are you serving? Serving some dead gods or gods made out of wood or stone or gold or silver? Are you worshiping any gods that show up in the form of a job or a hobby? Well, Jeremiah wrote that these gods are worthless, the objects of mockery. When their judgment comes, they will perish. But the living God, that's different. He will never perish. The living God will never cease to be. We can enjoy him today, tomorrow, and forever. So check your heart. Man, bury your dead gods and worship the living God. Father, you alone are the maker of heaven and earth. You are the one who breathed life into man. You are the one who breathed life into my lifeless spiritual soul. So help me recognize the dead gods in my life. Help me to bury them. Help me to destroy them. And help me to worship you alone, the living God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.